Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm good. I'm still laughing, actually. I've laughed for a good 12 hours. How good is laughing?
What? I sound like one of those people that, you know, remember the, I thought this was the saddest thing in the world, but good on you if you did it. Remember when they had those laughing workshops and they'd all go stand in a car park and laugh in circles? Yes, because
and it was meant to make you
feel
good.
They knew that joy was meant to be good for you, but they had no one funny in their lives.
But
and so
I've
they'd
got
come
funny
and stand in a circle and go, ha, 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 ha.
Didn't they do screaming ones during the pandemic as well?
And then cuddle parties.
Oh. I've been to the world's biggest cuddle party.
There you go, and you're calling the others losers.
I got told no as well. At first Lisa. Cuddle I asked for, I got told no.
Yeah. Anyway, last night, you wanted to tell more about that, don't
no.
you? You do. What
I just,
happened?
No, I just met a beautiful woman named Glenda, and she was just the most gorgeous woman, and she said to me in a thick American accent, "Come on over here, baby." And then she lay my head down on her.
How old was Glenda?
Oh, she would have been 50.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, something like that. And I've just never been hugged like it.
Oh, you
she
were held,
she stroked my head.
You?
Yeah. Anyway, I miss her.
What?
Did you then get kicked out? Or?
So I...
Bro, it was a cuddle party. Are you joking?
No, you said she didn't get your cuddle.
No, that was the first one.
And she, and she heard that and she went...
But Gwenda wanted a cuddle.
Yeah, she said, come on over here, baby.
Anyway, I was going to tell you something I learned last night on the project, but we've run out of time. Oh, so I'll have to tell you. Well, you wanted to talk cuddle parties.
Oh, Jesse brought that up.
I'll tell you about my fun night another time. Up next, though. Don't look at me annoying.
Uh-oh. Jesse, we're off to a bad start.
No, I'm trying to keep things tight and bright.
Yeah, what am I trying to
keep? Long and boring. Up next, we need to chat baths.
Okay.
Speaking of long and boring.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I did something the other night that I've not done for a very long time, and that was have a bath.
Oh.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
They were not the tunes I was playing in my bath, but I played some tunes, I had a glass of wine, and it was heaven.
Okay, so for I've got a brief period of time. I was going to say, I've got so many questions.
Yeah.
Because I have bathed as an adult, I reckon probably 10 times. And each time.
Is that all?
And each time I have the same feeling,
mm-hmm.
which is, this is going to be unbelievable. And then I go, this is hot, 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 hot. And then if I'm with someone else, I go, I'm sweating and I feel like hair's floating where it shouldn't be.
Face is really red.
Yeah, and there's not much space, so I'm kind of crumpled up. So my stomach is folded over.
The bath is really cold.
But I'm still trying to be sexy.
But also you can't get close because there's really not enough room.
You can't get close, but you also can't get far enough apart that bits of you are just squishing into each other.
I was on my own and I discovered that one of the most enjoyable activities to do in the bath is also not that practical. It's quite impractical, this activity.
Oh, because you don't want to electrocute yourself.
No. Well, that brings me to my point.
Yes.
So I wanted to read and I brought my book into the bath. And then as I was reading it, it's been a long time since I had a bath, I kept doing things like forgetting to keep my hands dry and then I'd go to turn the pages and the whole book was wet and then I was like, a lot of.
Yeah.
So then I thought, I've got the same book.
And she's in there by herself.
I've got the same book on my tablet, right? So I thought I'll get out of the book on my iPad. Right.
Oh, okay, not on a Kindle or something.
No, it's on an iPad. So then I thought I'll get out of the bath.
Sorry, I don't know where the sponsorship's starting. Stop. So hard to tell.
You're the only one dropping brands.
What do you mean?
My Kindle and my... I kept it generic with tablet. I mean, I've not called it a tablet.
Could be a Samsung.
I don't know why I started calling it.
It's a Windows. What was the Windows one? There was
like a Surface Pro.
I think my sister had that for a while. Yeah, yeah, and she, whenever she came over, she was like, why don't you have the charger for it? No one has a charger for it, mate. Anyway, I hopped out, then got cold because I had to go get the tablet, brought it back in. And then not only was it only on 5% battery, but also I kept getting it wet. And then I was like, I can't get it wet because then I'm going to ruin it because you can't get those devices wet. And I was like, how am I meant to read in the bath? Isn't reading in the bath the most popular activity to do in the bath? If I was on Grant Denyer's Family Feud, well, not Grant Denyer's anymore, but if I was on... I don't think it's anyone's.
Pete Hellyer has a podcast, I think, a Family Feud podcast.
I was on Pete Hellyer's Family Feud
podcast. Podcast, yeah.
I think it's on another network. Anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
Then it's shit.
Good on you, Pete. If I was on that and it was like top things to do in a bath, right? You found that music so quick.
Jesse has it there
you
all the time.
You don't find anything quick. How did you find the Family Feud music quick? Is that on your top five things
fire
off?
No, that's in the top three.
Later in the hour, I want to talk about what do you hate about your family. So just the music.
Anyway, I think having a bath, a reading in the bath would be one of the top things people do, would it not?
No.
No?
Sorry. I don't think so. I mean...
What else are people doing in there?
I would have thought romancing was probably number one.
No way. That would not be the top thing people... Yes, it's a thing people are doing, but romancing,
I would have thought,
No.
I didn't know if that was.
It is. Anyway, I didn't know what sort of romancing you meant with another person. Okay.
That's the
number
only.
One.
If you're calling it romance and there's no one else involved.
Yeah, just because you light a candle doesn't mean it's not a lonely race against the clock. It's only romancing with other people. Otherwise, it's a lack of romance. Okay. And so you're reduced to your
Either way, it's reading a book is the top thing.
No, 13, I don't think 10, so. I don't
60
think so.
If you disagree.
I would say bathing is the top thing.
Do you think people would answer bathing if they were doing Family Feud and it was the top thing you do in the bath?
Cleaning themselves.
Do you think?
Yeah, which sounds so much grosser.
And in a bath, it also, all your dirty water just goes around you.
And it sounds like you've got a squidgy and you're going at
Also, tip with the water thing, you just got to not go in too hot and then you've got to keep the water running almost the whole time, just a little bit to keep it at nice temperature. And then every now and then I just sit up on the sides to catch my breath.
I do that as well. And you know, I was saying before, you get yourself in awkward positions. Yeah. There's no more unflattering position than red hot and sitting on the edge of a bath trying to gain your breath.
Breathing heavily.
After you've romanced yourself a bit too hard. What do you want to know?
Well, let's ask people, 13, 10, 60, what do you do in a bath? And then we can get a Family Feud poll
on what the top things are
to get done in a bath.
Great.
And also, if you have a solution to me reading in the bath, I'd love your help. Thank you. 13, 10, 60. Bath at Discasa.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. And coming up very soon, we're going to be chatting to Ned Brockman, who is about two-thirds of the way running across Australia at the moment, guys.
Mate, incredible.
But right now, we're discussing baths. I had one on the weekend. And look, it was tricky for lots of different reasons.
Isn't that an amazing thing to compare. We're about to chat to a man who's running from one side of the country to another.
And I find a bath tricky.
Yes, but right now, a bath.
I wanted to read, and when I take the book in there, it gets wet. When I take my tablet in there or the iPad or whatever, I don't want to get it wet either because then it'll ruin it. So how am I meant to read?
On the couch.
But then what do I do in the bath?
Wash yourself.
But that's the thing. That's done in
What if you just get an audio book and play it?
I could play that through my speaker instead of my music.
Yeah.
It's not a... See, thank you, Jesse. Solutions-orientated, and I like it.
And can you read a book and listen to music at the same time?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I
can't even read a book at the same time. Like, as in, like when I read it, I read a chapter.
And then I read it again.
And if you ask me on your life what happened in that chapter, no idea.
That's what happens when I read to Evie and she goes, so I don't understand that bit. And I'm like, oh, dear. Mummy was thinking about other things.
Mummy was speaking.
Anyway, we're also asking what you do in the bath because I think the top thing you would do is bathe. But you disagree. Nick, what are you doing in a bath?
I think you got the word wrong. I think you mean read.
Sorry, Nick. Making me all hot and flustered like a bath does.
Over to you, Nick.
All good. Yeah, try and fit for a start.
Yes.
Yes.
So what bit is it? Is it your bum, Nick?
No, it's like you're either sitting in it and your legs are under and your whole top half's out, or you're vice versa and you're down, your legs are up the wall and you just think, well, this is why I don't do it.
Yeah. So, Nick, do you think it's weird that they haven't designed baths, or that baths aren't designed, that the headrest is all part of it? Because all anyone wants to do is a lie in the bath, but you can't get your head to comfortably sit. No. It's like when you're at the hairdresser, you can't sit comfortably over the edge of the water bit.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling you there. It's like I've tried, I know it sounds a bit weird, but I've tried like my missus's blow up like pillow thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Still doesn't work. Like,
no,
it's just,
it doesn't.
It's not practical.
But is it hard to make something comfortable out of something so hard?
No, because it's smooth. If you just made a smooth little like bend, I'm going to design a bath that you can lie in. That's
so
what I'm going to do.
You know what I would like? If you're doing this, let's go with it.
Yeah.
Can you design both ends like that? Because I don't understand why one end is always the lying down end.
Yes.
And yet the other end. So if you're in there with someone, someone's
romancing.
Up the foot end.
Yes.
If you're romancing with another person, then someone's up the foot end.
Yes. We've
and
got a
I'm
picture from our
end.
Producer. He's set up for his bath on Sunday night is a lot. He has a stable table for his dinner. Mm. He has the top of an IKEA bucket type thing to put his iPad on, and then he has to get all that out and put it on the ground when he wants to reach over for his cruiser, which is tucked up in the corner.
It looks like the combination between a retirement home and a schoolies party.
And do you think that's too much for us to see of our producer?
A man's thighs.
Yeah, I just felt.
If you're not in
a
consenting relationship,
Sam,
it's too much.
Ali, talk to us about your bathing experience.
So we've got a bath that's also a shower, and half of our bath is actually clear glass, so I can put my tablet behind the glass and it won't get any water.
Ali, do you call it a bower or a sath?
Neither. Yeah. I don't really know what to call it.
That's smart, though. So then when you're in the bath, that either way, you can watch it in the shower or the bath.
But say if that's what Carrie's doing, right? She's trying to read. So say if you've got a tablet on the other side of the glass, as soon as you need to change page, you've got to go out.
You'd have your audio books on.
Oh, yeah. So we're back to audio books.
Back to audio books.
Ali, what do you think the number one activity to do is in a bath? What do you think people do the most?
It's my ideal of Netflix and chill, because that's what I watch.
Okay, good.
So Netflix and chill in the original use of that phrase? Or
original. Yeah.
I was just checking.
Yeah, but the original
use
is
I'm aware what the original use
what
is.
What do you think the original use is?
I just thought maybe she meant on her own watching Netflix, which is not Netflix and chilling. Right? I learned it late, but I learned it. Dino says you should wash your clothes while you're in there. No one's doing that, you weirdo. Adam.
Watching Netflix by yourself. And chilling, and then going, well, that's romance.
Adam, are you romancing in the bath? Are you reading? What are you doing?
No, definitely not romancing, mate. We both wouldn't fit in the bath, eh?
Oh, okay. But so, yeah, go on.
What I do, I like to sit in the bath and lower my legs slowly so the water comes up my legs, just leaving my kneecaps. But I like the little circle. I try to put my kneecap lower and just see how long I keep the circle of water and a dry kneecap at the top.
He knows how to live. That sounds fun.
Mate, that takes me a good 15, 20 minutes and I giggle at the end of the day.
Is that on the Family Feud board? You reckon figures?
Put kneecaps, just,
Yes, yeah. Adam, I'm confused. I'm confused. So by the time you finish your game, is the bath cold?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, good. No, it's worth it.
What's the length of a bath? I just mean length of time, really, before it runs cold. 10 minutes have you got?
I don't know.
I don't fit in the bath, so I've got to sit right up on the top of the roll down in the bath to get my knees down.
Yeah. Feels like a lot of effort, Adam, to have a bath when all you want to do is look at your kneecaps. You could just look down.
Yeah, but you've just got to get the water. The water circles, as you lower down, it comes up.
As you're playing the game, Ad, do you ever get about 8 minutes in and think it's time for a bit of romance?
No, because it's all floating at the top at that stage, so.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we are just about to talk to Ned Brockman, the man who is trying to break the record from running from one side of the country to the other, from Cottesloe to Bondi. And how is this for his latest Instagram post? He's trying to ride 100 k's a day. It's nuts.
Crazy.
And he said this, I'm in some effed up pain. I am fighting off immense sleep deprivation. I toss and turn all night as my body aches like nothing you can imagine. Oh. He's got tenosynovitis in his shins, pussed up blisters, maggots growing in toes, patellofemoral pain, IT band rubbing, hips flexors shot, biceps can't straighten because I've been in the flex position for average 100,000 steps a day.
Oh, it is mammoth what he's trying to achieve. His mum penned the most beautiful letter to him on Instagram. She said, "It's so hard to explain the level of admiration I have for this child of mine. I've loved you without condition since you entered my life." She said, "You've always pushed your personal boundaries. I honestly wondered as a mother where that was going to go. How do I parent a little person that is so hell-bent on finding his limits by testing them without reference to his own self-preservation instinct?" And she goes on to talk about, "You will change the world, my baby. You're only 23 and I can't wait to see what you do. It's beautiful." And then his dad's done a post as well, Ian Brockman, and he said, it's him in a field, and he said, "Getting pretty bored out here watching Ned run all day. Thought I'd better check out the yield in the crop." Best season in 20 years, they reckon. But we will be speaking to the great man, Ned Brockman, next.
Carrie and Tommy. Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we love nothing more than absolute nutbags on this show, and they don't come any bigger than Ned Brockman. We've chatted to him before, and if you don't know, he's currently attempting to run from one side of the country to the other in record time, from Cottesloe to Bondi, and hoping to raise $1 million for We Are Mobilise, a homeless charity. It's absolutely incredible. If you want to donate, nedsrecordrun.com, and we have him on the phone now. G'day, Ned.
Hello, legend. How are we?
Brother, who cares how we are? Where are you and how are you feeling?
I am currently 10K east of Kimber, and I am feeling on top of the world. I'm about 72K into the run today, so feeling good. Heaps of flies around my head. Ankle's a bit of tendonitis in it, but how good?
Ned, we've been following you closely, as you know, and the last few days have been particularly tough for you. We just read out your Instagram post where you talk about some of the physical ailments you have at the moment. Some I'd never heard of before. Yeah. Maggots growing in your toes.
Yeah.
So how busted up is your body?
To be honest, the first 10 days were, like, I managed pretty well, but then after that, it started to break down a bit. I got a severe tendonitis in my shin, and I couldn't actually pick my foot up off the floor. So I walked 40K on the 12th day, walked 40K on the 13th day, and then we made the call to go get an injection, which was a 14-hour drive to and a 14-hour drive back to where the pin drop was. And then, the cortisone thankfully worked, and I'm now limping my way across the country, but getting through it.
You've said at the end of that post, "I'm effing exhausted. I will never, ever, ever quit. Fire test gold, suffering test brave men. Get comfortable being uncomfortable."
Yeah.
You knew it was going to be hard. Could you have ever imagined it being as hard as it has been the last few days?
To be honest, it's been a slap in the face, but I do love... I went in naively and... I guess going into it like that is probably a good thing, because if you overthink it, it'll eat you up. And I've just been facing each day as they come. It's not worrying about the 4,000 Ks ahead of me. It's just each day. And like even today, I had a really, really tough day yesterday. I've never felt quite like that. But today has just been absolutely bliss. And, some days are just really, really hard and other days are good. And that's just the way it goes. It's a roller coaster, but I'm absolutely loving it.
Mate, I admire it so much. I mean, just the idea of pumping out 100 Ks a day is unhuman. I'm sure you've been asked it many times, but you're sporting a pretty ripping mullet. How much does that aid in the wind resistance factors and spurring you along the road?
Yeah, massively. It is absolutely so helpful going up hills. It's unbelievable. But I quite enjoy it when I'm running into the headwind, because it just flows behind me, and any good content comes from a flowing mullet. So you know how it is.
Hey, Ned, we just read some quotes from your beautiful mum that brought me to tears about how proud she is of you. Your dad, look, he's just checking out the yield in the field nearby. So, every parent has a different way of expressing their love. But how much for you, obviously, someone I'm guessing has read to you, or you've read that message from your mum. How did you feel reading that?
Oh, it brought me to tears. It's been a very emotional trip, and it's so intense here. Like, we're in a bubble, but it's like, it's just, everything's just so exasperated. Everything's just massive. And, it's you know, my girlfriend, my mom, everyone's just, you know, so emotional and getting around it. But everyone here is on the same mission as me, and that's to get me to Bondi. So it's, yeah, it's just amazing to see the depths people will go to get this done. And it's been, yeah, it'll be a memory and a trip that I won't ever forget.
Whenever I've been in moments of either intense emotional pain or physical pain, often my worldview either crystallizes or changes. And I remember the last time, distinctly, I started thinking of the world as having a softer underbelly but sharper edges. You have had some dark times in this run and some times where your mind is all by itself. What do you think of when you're hurting?
It's crazy. It's like I've the first few weeks, I actually didn't listen to music or podcasts or anything. Just to try and toughen my head up. And it was like, draining. Like it was, but I got to 80K and, you know, when you get to 100K with no music, you feel like you can do anything. But because I've just been in so much pain lately, I'm like podcast music in ASAP at 4:30 in the morning just to get me through the first 20K. And then because it takes me 20K to warm up, my bones, tendons, ligaments, they're all just inflamed to the nth degree. And so, yeah, when you get to 20K, usually I've warmed up, and hopefully usually that's just before 7, but some days it's been a lot later and they've been long days. But yeah, it's,
I can't believe you go 80Ks without music. I can't go 3 around the block without my tunes in. How do you just have that much head time?
And they're shit tunes too,
crazy, Ned. That's why you're stronger than me, mate.
Mate, it's incredible. We know you're going for $1 million.
Come on, people. Get behind him.
The homeless charity, We Are Mobilized. It's an amazing cause. You're currently at $330,000 already raised.
Yeah, how many days to go? How much longer do we have on this mission?
I'm going to say 16 at max, but that, you know, that could change. We're about 1,600 kilometres from Bondi, so... I'm just going to get the head down one day at a time, and all of a sudden I'll be a week out, I'll be in New South Wales, and I'll be bringing it home and hopefully running a few 110, 120K days at then, but we'll get there first.
Well, mate, Carrie has already donated. I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. I admire it. It scares me. It's terrifying. And I'll chuck in $5,000 now as well.
Oh, you guys are absolutely amazing, and it's going to go to an amazing charities that do really good stuff, so thank you.
And if you're listening to this, most of us couldn't even dream of doing this. So if you're listening to this and thinking, this is crazy, this is a man who's actually doing it. He's putting his body on the line for something he passionately believes in. All you got to do is get your phone out. It takes 2 seconds to donate. Let's get Ned to $1 million. All the best. We'll keep chatting to you. Ned'srecordrun.com is where to go. Not for you, Ned. You just keep running.
I'll get out back after these road trains and flies, guys. I appreciate it.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, guys.
Carrie and Tommy. That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and coming up very soon, 5 seconds that could change your life.
Yes, I mean, it's changed a lot of lives, hasn't it, 5 seconds? But right now, I want to talk about, I've been stewing. What did you do? You went home last night. Did you think about just other things, about life?
No,
about...
I laughed a lot about the show that I've been on, the project. I had a story to tell you at the top of the hour, but you derailed that chat. Okay. But I did laugh a lot last night about, I laughed a lot. That's what I went home and did.
Are you going to bring us that chat tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe. See how I feel. No, I went home, had some ravioli, watched a bit of TV.
What'd you have? What was in the ravioli?
Bolognese. It was delicious.
No, what was in the ravioli?
Oh, I don't know.
Why don't they put bolognese in the ravioli?
Actually, that's genius.
Isn't it?
Anyway, what did you go home and do?
I thought about our show. And I thought about something you'd said to me. Okay. This is what you said to me yesterday. I want to talk dinner party disasters.
Great.
As someone...
When was the last dinner party you had?
Not long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not long ago. Yeah, and then I thought about that all night last night, and I sat and I stewed on it.
That's a big fat lie.
I thought, I've never had a dinner party in my life, but I've been to some dinner parties, and I realised dinner parties...
Yeah, but you've never had one. That table has never been used for anything other than dancing.
No, and I realised dinner parties are to parties... What musicals are to concerts. It's when you're too old to have the actual fun thing that you have a boring thing where
you sit around. Dinner parties are so fun.
Anyway, I'm bringing you this.
Just the tip with Tommy.
The dinner party edition.
So
the man who never dinner parties is going to give us some tips on dinner parties.
Yeah, because they suck. So you should show off your cooking skills to your partner. Your friends don't care whether you cook or not.
But that's not what a dinner party's about. What it's not about showing off your skills. It's about getting around together, eating, breaking bread together. And then
eating the body of Christ.
And having fun. Like, yeah, that's the bit you like. It's just lining your stomach first.
No, because too often I go to them and people are making you take part in the cooking.
That's a weirdo. You don't have to come to someone's dinner party and then start stir. I mean, you can. Some people love that, but that's not a requirement of a good dinner party.
No one loves that.
Yeah, some people in big families, some people love to come over and cook.
Big families. Italians.
And prepare dinner parties together. And they all take turns. Into the kitchen. They all.
Who wants to go to someone else's house and work?
People that like the people in their life.
Either. Oh, my gosh. This got too personal. Too quickly. But I feel the same about doing the dishes afterwards, because I always feel like
the biggest dinner party for Tommy.
What do you mean?
We'll just throw you a dinner party.
Yeah, but I don't want to do any of this stuff. So I feel like the same, because often if people cook, I feel like I have to do the dishes and I don't want to, which is why I'm saying to everybody, if you're going to have a dinner party, use paper plates that we can throw out afterwards.
That's not a bad idea. And I think big families do that too.
Do they?
I think they do. Are you from a big family, Eli? Do you use paper?
Who's got the most ethnic name we can think of?
Do you use paper plates? Just yes, no, or answer.
For your spanakopita, do you use paper plates? At events? What do you mean at events?
Yeah, yeah, great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Name day. Name day. What's a name day?
Let's not get bogged down in name day chat. Okay. What's another tip?
Appetizers are for losers. We don't care. Just give us cheese and crackers and don't focus on anything else.
Most people are so good at a party for that.
Yeah. You got scared.
Appetizers, no one wants to be at that dinner party. Wanker. That's what they would be.
Why did we censor the other one and then you just threw
that?
Say it again then.
No, I'm not. What's another tip?
Look, I may have uttered this before to you in private, but I think it's a great one. Mm-hmm. If you really want to make a great first impression on your guests, let them know how long you've been slaving over something and how much you've prepared for them and you've waited for them to arrive. And how do you do that? I would say a delicious drink upon arrival.
Oh, yes.
Now, obviously, you don't want to slave all day. So what do? Get a whole bunch of watermelon cruisers and tip them into jugs. Before they arrive.
No, just put them straight into the little cocktail glass.
No, I reckon pour them into a jug and tell them you've been slaving away all day on this fresh thing. And then when you pour it to them and say, this is my nonna's watermelon juice recipe.
That's actually a great tip.
Thank you.
That is a very good tip. See how fun you could do all those things at your dinner party.
Oh, I'm not happy with it.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and $8,600 on the line very soon when we play the time game.
Quick, Jesse, what is that in English pound?
Probably about
16,000. I don't know.
Do you reckon more?
It was about
6,000.
Isn't that double?
It's actually going in a bad direction now, isn't it?
Away, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Mm. Anyway.
Maybe like 4. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, there's a word.
Funny, I'd live there.
£5,134. There is a word that I read in the paper quiz the other day, doing it just in my casual life and not on radio.
Casual life?
Yeah, just in my casual life.
Phrase. Just in my casual life?
Yeah.
Isn't most of your life casual? Is your life
actually, what part of your life is formal?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I only can imagine.
I sleep in a tux.
True.
Top hat and tails. Keeps my head warm. Anyway, this word was the first word of one of the questions.
I don't get that.
Just wearing a top hat to bed.
Oh.
Yeah. And how do you say, I tried to say it, I reckon 10 times, and it was a beginner question, the first question of the quiz, and I was quiz master. I couldn't say it. Can you say that word in one go?
Colloquially.
Damn it.
Isn't it? Colloquially known as.
Yep.
Like so something would be formally known as something, like your attire at night, or colloquially known as.
Yep, that's
although
very good.
I didn't say that quite as well.
When I tried to say
colloquially.
It once, colloquially.
No.
So I reckon it's colloquially.
colloquially. Now you've confused me.
Maybe this is what threw me off. You can see how I tried to spell it to search for it, and that is and that is how I tried to
Collier,
say it.
Collier, quali.
Yeah, colloquially.
Colloquially.
Colloquially. Colloquially.
No, colloquially.
Colloquially. Colloquially.
Colloquially.
Colloquially.
Colloquially. No, a bit more colloque.
Colloquially.
No, you've got it. You're just being a duffer now.
A duffer?
Being a duffer. Being a duffer now.
Colloquially.
Colloquially. Yeah.
Now say it a bit quicker.
Colloquially.
There you got it.
Yes.
Not and such I needed a duffer
you. Thank you very much. Hey.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Well, that's what you're doing. Because well, you're all needy about
your radios and the listener app. It's Carrie and Tommy.
He got a haircut.
That's not what I'm.
And now he's no one's acknowledged it. But Carrie? It wasn't even enough of a haircut to be acknowledged. If you're just having a maintenance haircut, it doesn't count as one. Everyone has to go, oh my God, you've had a haircut. And that's all yours was.
Is that what you want to talk about?
It's a we maintenance haircut.
But it is a maintenance haircut. It's not a new style. It's not like the top needs a cut still. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I haven't done enough maintenance.
I mean, exactly. The top needs a cut still.
What would you take off the top? There's
like
almost
a lot
no
of the
hair
extra
there.
Hair. It's Carrie, the sides that have been done.
Carrie, there's about 2 inches of hair there.
Mm.
What do you want me as?
No, I just think.
What's
I
your,
just think.
Also, you've little, got so much hair, and you have. Hang on, and you've clipped other people's hair into your hair to make more hair.
Well,
yet
that
I've
you
got
should
too
knowledge.
Much.
You just had a little maintenance cut. Mine is worth.
Well, sorry. Good on you and the ponies of the Serengeti that piece together the side bits
it's
of your
human.
Head. That's not human
hair.
Give us a sniff.
Stay away from my hair.
Well, anyway. Then stay out of my hair.
But then don't get all sooky when people don't acknowledge you've had a cut.
That's not what I wanted to talk about.
I think no. It might have been.
Okay.
Only 2 weeks ago you had a cut, and then we didn't say
I have
anything.
A haircut every 2 weeks.
Okay, and on air you were like, you haven't noticed, and so we all had to go around and say how amazing your hair looked.
Meanwhile.
It's exhausting.
Meanwhile, a quick shout out to the Shetland pony standing in a field with no side hair. We're sorry your abdomen's cold because Carrie needed a bit of extra volume.
Anyway. What did you want to talk about?
No, I don't. Okay, let's talk about my haircut.
Okay.
Because here's what happened.
See, I knew you wanted to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it anyway. I'll talk about the other thing
later.
Tomorrow.
We've got lots to get to tomorrow.
I know, buddy. So last night I went for a haircut. Thank you for noticing.
It looks awesome. Yeah.
I went to Captain Style, the best hairdresser in the world. Captain Style.
No,
I'm not. No. Captain Style doesn't know I do radio.
Right.
No, I'm on radio because the only thing Captain Style
knows
allows me to watch is Ariana Grande film clips on the iPad.
I mean, there's worse things.
There's
I like
no
Captain
better
Style.
Things.
Yes, exactly.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I go. I just happen to be watching, and then afterwards I'm like, oh, my hair's colder. That's fine. So I went there, and I got
you
in.
You should get him to do more of a cut, not a maintenance one. Then you could sit there longer.
This here, what do you
oh,
mean?
But he couldn't go as often then.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway, so what's your predicament?
So I walked in, and I walked in with confidence, because obviously I had a booking. And so I walked in, and and he goes, hey, Tommy. And then I sit down, right? And after I sit down, I reckon 5 minutes later, another bloke walks in.
Oh.
And he's kind of standing around behind me. And obviously, after our show, it's late in the day. So I'm a 7 o'clock booking, which is the last of the day. And this other bloke walks in and he's kind of up and about a bit. And I'm like, why is this guy just like standing?
Prancing in.
He's standing around behind me. Anyway, my haircut gets done and it takes all of about 25 minutes because that's what it takes.
Really? Yeah, that's an unnecessary amount of time.
Well,
they
didn't need to source a rare alpaca from the mountaintop.
You just need to shave the sides and say you're done and out you go. Anyway.
Yeah. So I'm done. And the system works by you book online and then when you're done, they just look up your booking and they click tick because you've already given your credit card details. Uh-huh. And so then payment is made. And he tried to do this and he said, Tommy, where's your booking? And I said, well, I booked. I don't know. And he said, it's not there. He goes, can you? And I said, you sent me an email with like a confirmation. And he goes, can you show me? And so then I showed him the email. And he said, Tommy, that's for Wednesday. And I said, yeah.
Aww.
And he said, today's Tuesday. And I said, oh, my gosh. And that guy who'd been up and
had
about...
had a booking at 7 o'clock.
Had a booking at 7 o'clock. And because I'd walked in with confidence and I'd been there before, he just assumed that
You kicked a poor man out of his spot.
Yeah. And then he said to the man, well, we're closed now, so I'll never cut you. Of course he didn't.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you should have cut it for that.
What do you mean?
Well, if he was going to miss out on his cut.
Yeah, what? What?
He could have come to Carrie's cuts. Did you want calls?
Yeah, I did. 13 10 60. When did you just act with confidence and steal someone's booking?
Mm.
Because if I'd known that it was my booking, there's no way I would have had the swagger that I did.
It's more than just a booking you could get. When you've got confidence, you can get anything you want.
Like,
there's so many places you could walk into with confidence.
I guess
and
you've
get.
Got half an animal on your head. You did that with confidence.
Human.
Give us. Who's... That's worse, mate.
No,
that's picturing someone with half their head shaved going, I'm cold. <It's not>. Whose booking did you steal? Could even be a place in line that you've taken. Give us a call. Or what have you got on your head? Is it half an alpaca? Give us a call. 13 10 60. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, what have you got on your head?
Or yes, because Carrie.
Oh, I don't have alpaca on my head.
Okay. You
no one said you did, mate.
It's
you're
not alpaca.
You told me then it was.
Doth protest too much.
You told me then it was quarter donkey, quarter rabbit, and two parts guinea pig.
There better not be any ferret in there. The time game is coming up soon.
Oh, there's not. We'd never do that to your family.
Thank you.
Tim reckons he's. What have you got in your head, Tim?
I have half an alpaca.
Do you?
I literally booked my haircut, got in the car, and then you were talking about how fuzzy you were, and I went, that's me right now, and I'm literally about to walk into the hairdresser.
So have you got extensions in your hair, Tim?
No, he just means he's got a fluffy head of hair.
Oh.
No, I just literally have, it's just the boof.
And Tim, how long did it take for them to cut the boof?
It's usually about half an hour.
And do you get a haircut every 2 weeks?
No. Probably every...
Off.
Yeah, it's probably every 3 months or when I need to go into work.
3 months?
And he looks in the mirror and he's like Tom Hanks on Castaway and he's like, God, I can't let the boss see
these. Are you going into work once every 3 months?
Oh, no, usually about once a month.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. Tim, obviously you've seen Carrie on TV. You've seen photos of Carrie. What animals do you think Carrie has in her hair currently?
I could say you have probably put a squirrel.
Yeah, I agree. There is a little bit of squirrel, and you know why? Because I saw a nut just above her ear, just a straight nut that obviously got caught up in the tangles of the hair. Thank you, Tim.
Felicity,
no disagreement to the squirrel hair in there.
Not sure Tim was aware of all the stuff we were talking about.
Do you know
Tim
what
was a bit
I've
confused.
Heard?
He hasn't had the haircut. He's on his way in for it. He thought he'd had it. He just was talking about the boof on his head. It was just all.
Would you go gopher?
Felicity. We also asked what you went in without a booking with, but you went in with so much confidence that you got it. What was it?
Well, I had a booking with my girlfriends. I was to organise the booking with my girlfriends to all go out for dinner on this Thursday night. And of course I was busy, forgot to book, but I was like, nah, she'll be right. I'll walk in and get the booking. Walked in, they're like, I rang up earlier and they said, sorry, there's no room. And I was like, nah, it'll be right. I'll get there and there'll be room. Walked in, there was obviously no room. They're like, oh, sorry, there's no booking. We can't fit you in. I looked up the back. There's a table free. It says reserved. Just read the name and I was like, oh, that's mine.
Oh, you just picked up the name from the booking and went, I'm Cherie?
No, I just looked at the name on the table. It just said reserved for Jeff. I was like, oh, no, that's the booking for me. Like,
I thought you were going to say my name's reserved. Don't make it past anyone. Felicity, what animals do you think Carrie's got in her hair?
Oh, I'm going to say a llama.
See ya. let's go to Paul. G'day, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, brother. What did you just blag your way into?
I was at a Fat Boy Slim concert in Argentina, and there was a VIP section. I just walked up there and said, "Look, I'm with Fat Boy Slim." And I said, "Come on in." And then.
And did they say, "Which one are you? Fat Boy or Slim?" Sorry, yes.
And you got in there. What happened, Paul?
Yeah, and once I was in there, there was another further private section. And I said, "Oh," I walked up there. I said, "Oh, look, I'm with Fat Boy Slim." And I said, "Come on in." And when I got in there, he was there. And I said, "Oh, I've been telling everyone I'm with you." And he thought that was quite funny. And I was we ended up going back to his hotel and partying for the night with a group of others. So
amazing.
A little bit of confidence made for a great night.
That's great.
Did you get to do that with the hairdresser?
Yes.
Went back to his house?
Yes, we made passionate love together.
What?
Sorry. Is that too much?
That's just weird.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you've lost your mind. DJ.
I'm so sorry.
DJ, what are you calling
sorry,
about?
I thought that's... I thought...
What?
No, I thought... G'day, what? DJ.
Hi there.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Thanks, DJ. That's all we've got time for. See you tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$8,600.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
It's getting up there.
I think we need...
10 grand by the end of the year?
No, what if it goes off?
Meh.
What do you mean? You
I need think to we're going to be playing this game for decades.
You need to give people confidence to call today.
This will be the 100 grand time game
oh
at
my
some
gosh.
Point.
Imagine us in a stadium with walking frames just hobbling up. 131060 is our number. If you want to play, we're doing it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, bo-bye, banana, banana, bo-bye, bee-bye, mo-mine. Time game. Time game.
$8,600 is on the line. 5 seconds is all you need. When Jesse says start, you say stop. If you stop the watch on exactly 5 seconds, the money is yours. Because today, I think we need to focus on the moon door and what happens if you don't win.
Do you want me to do it?
Yes, although I think that's going to be pretty hard. I realize Jesse doesn't have control of yours. So I'll be Jesse, and I'll say, "I'm so sorry, Carrie, you've just lost."
Oh.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, she's gone. Yeah. Oh, were you trying to back away from the microphone?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, do you want to try again?
Yeah.
Sorry, Carrie, you've lost.
No.
Yeah,
I went
good.
Out the moon door.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
What people aren't seeing is Jesse puts his foot in the middle of your chest and kicks you so hard.
I think you mean
door. Yes. Sorry.
Poor.
Sorry.
Even he's getting confused now.
Yeah.
Isn't
come
he?
On, mate.
G'day, Christina.
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Do you know what you have to do here?
Yes, I do. Stop the clock on 5 seconds.
Yeah, and if you do that, you win. And if you don't do it, you need to go, oh! Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. What do you think, Bickers?
Felt a bit long.
Felt a little long. Christina, did it feel a little on the long side to you?
A tiny bit.
So I got to ask, are you afraid of heights?
A little bit, actually, I am.
Yeah, okay. Well, this will be interesting for you. Good luck. Jesse, how did Christina go?
6.63.
Aww.
She just fell.
She didn't put it back. She was so nervous.
That was
she
such a limp fall, wasn't it?
If she was skydiving, she would have had to be pushed out. That wasn't a jump.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh. Jesse, maybe you've got to kick harder.
Okay, I'll kick harder with the next one.
Yeah. James, are you ready to I was going to say you're ready to go out the moon door, but we should see if you can get to 5 seconds first, shouldn't we?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. All right, I'm going to hand you over to Jesse. Say stop at 5 seconds. All right.
Start.
Stop.
James, how did you feel? Because you've got 5 letters in your name. I'm assuming, unless you've chucked a few extra cheeky ones in there that I don't know about. So you should be quite...
Yeah. I reckon it's a bit short.
Oh, because I thought you were actually a little on the long side, James. Just a quick question as well, James. Are you wearing a parachute or any kind of life-saving device from a high height?
I'm ready to jump. I am wearing a parachute.
Okay. And this might be quite a joyous kick out the moon.
Yeah,
door.
He'll be doing a jump. Mm, yeah.
How did James go?
5.
Oh, that's good.
0.89.
My 0.89.
So I kicked him
He's
a bit early.
I thought you actually kicked him a bit late.
Yeah. I thought he was going, fire. Hey, I don't mean to be kicked really out the moon door by now. Yeah.
Bridget?
Yes, hi.
We're going to practice this first and then we're going to hand you over to Jessie. So pretend... Pretend that you haven't won the $8,600, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to kick you out the door, right? Ready?
All right.
Okay, Bridget, unfortunately, it was too long. 5.85.
All right.
Oh,
he's already halfway down.
Bridget, we are still going to go for it, though.
We have to now that she's here.
Bridget, you better win because you are
a disaster, Bridget.
Bad loser.
Okay, Bridget, handing you over to Jessie now.
Star. Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, I do.
Let's do that again.
Okay. Bridget, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Did you say stop?
I said stop.
Okay. Hang on. Bridget, look me in the eyes. Now, I know you can't see me, so stare at your phone for just a second. Just stare at it. Have you got that?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, back to your ear. Now, have you focused?
Yeah, I'm focused.
Jessie's going to say start, and you say stop when you think 5 seconds up. If you get it wrong, though, Bridget, you better bloody go for us, okay?
Okay, I will, don't worry.
Start.
Stop.
Quick, give us a result, Jess.
5.68.
Aww.
No. Oh my God. I've never wanted someone to be pushed out of a door more. And I liked Bridget. It just was exhausting.
I feel like Jessie's kicking these people when they've already fallen.
Should we go to Alice? Alice, one more. We've got time for one more. Let's make this a good one. We're going to hand you over to Jessie. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds, all right?
Thank you.
And then we want some very good moon door action. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Should we just see if Alice can go with it or do we need to word Alice?
Jessie, if Alice wins, you go crazy. If she loses, you kick as hard as you can. Alice, okay. If you win, scream and shout. And if you lose, scream even more for us.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Jessie?
Ooh. Oh, it was close, I think. Look at him. Oh, he does that thing with his ball. Bounce, 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 bounce.
It's so weird that he's allowed to bring it into the studio. Anyway, Alice, how did you feel, Alice?
Oh, terrified.
Okay, well, you think that's bad. Imagine getting booted out the moon door anyway.
Jessie, how did Alice go?
4.8.
Oh. They're all dead, so jackpot's next week.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you watch the news and you can't work out what's real, what's not, what are the lies, what are the conspiracies, there is a show that's returning tonight, 8:30 p.m. on the ABC, which helps answer everything. It's called Question Everything, and one of the co-hosts of the show, Jan Fran, joins us now. Welcome.
Hello.
Long time no speak.
I know. Well, I mean, a lot's happened since last year, Carrie. You know, I went and bloody had a baby.
Jan Fran, I know the show is important. We'll get to that. But I'm so interested about mum life. I haven't spoken to you since you've had the bub. How's it all going?
It's tiring.
Yep.
And there's lots of chores involved. And my tits change size depending on the time of the day, which is very weird. But, I mean, it's a real adventure. It's a real adventure. And he's just so cute. And I think he has to be because otherwise you'd just leave babies on a hillside, wouldn't you, if they weren't so bloody cute. But they are. And every time they smile, you're like, oh, okay, all right, I guess you can hang around for a little bit longer. there's just another level that you notch up to when you have to keep a person alive. And I have not appreciated mums more, especially when you like have to go back to work as well as I have quite early on after having a baby. They say the juggle is real. I'm currently feeling that.
Is it harder? I mean, we do what we do because we're attention
men
seeking.
Or we're
no,
in oh, the
me,
profession.
You, Jan Fran.
Sure, sure.
We like people pointing cameras at us and people clapping for us. Jan Fran, is it even harder to hand the attention over and realise that you're not the most popular thing in the family?
You know what, Tommy? That's been the most difficult part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
How is the spotlight not on me? How can I possibly go on? But you do it. You do it. You take one for the team, man, and that's what I've done. And I'm happy to shower him in all of the attention. You just see my parents. They have lost their shit. Can I congratulate my dad on national radio right now for changing his nappy for the first time in 68 years?
So did he used to do it when you were a kid?
No.
Actually, 68 years means no.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he just had you really late.
Like, say he wasn't like that when you were a kid.
No, did not change. I mean, according to my mum was like, your dad has never done this before. This is the first time he's doing this. He is 68 years old. He put it on wrong. The baby shat himself. It was all good, though, because it was a real momentous occasion.
It's funny. We have the same conversation. My parents aren't together anymore, but occasionally my dad reminisces about the days and he'll say things, and he's once said about changing nappies, and mum's looking at me like, he never once did that. But he's rewritten history. In his history, he was changing loads of nappies.
Was he?
No, see, the difference is my dad cops to it. My dad's like, yep, never changed a nappy. Nah, didn't do shit. So at least he likes
and did it so bad this time he'll never be asked to do it again. So he's a smart man. Hey, speaking of the spotlight not being on you, it is on you tonight at 8:30 when Question Everything returns. You're back with a live studio audience. What can we expect for Ep 1?
I mean, like it was the clue was in the question. Firstly, a live studio audience. What a wonderful thing to be able to have when you're doing a comedy show. Who knew that a studio audience is really handy for a television comedy panel.
Hey, Jan Fran, do you ever fall for fake news? Because there's this one video that I've fallen for 10 times and it always says, man gets eaten by snake. And I, even though I know it's fake and it takes me to all these links that open on my phone, I think, what if it is real and I really want to see a dude get eaten by a snake? And so I've clicked on so many times. Do you ever fall for fake news?
You know what I've fallen for? I've fallen for deep fakes. I don't know if you guys saw fake a while ago of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you fall for that? Because I fell for that.
Yeah. But I still, even when they're like, it's fake, I'm like, no, that's Tom Cruise. Yeah. I can see it. Because also, Tom Cruise is pretty fake now. Like when you see the actual Tom Cruise, there's a lot of not original parts going on that head. So it's pretty rich to call someone else the fake version.
Yeah. And he also, this is such an old reference that I'm like definitely aging myself. I'm 1,000 years old. But I don't know if you guys remember when Tom Cruise like jumped on Oprah Winfrey's couch. Yeah. And everyone was like, wow, Tom Cruise, he seems a bit like out there. So when I saw the deep fake, it was like Tom Cruise behaving in an out there manner. And I just thought, yeah, I guess that's Tom Cruise. Like I just believed it because it looked and sounded exactly
that needs to be
like
happening
him.
Now so he can say, oh no, that's a deep fake. Like I'm not a weirdo jumping on couches saying I'm in love. That's not me. That's a deep fake.
Yeah.
But back then, he was just a weirdo.
Yeah, and he'd be so against the deepfake because even he does all his own stunts and stuff. Like he doesn't even want a stuntman, let alone a deepfake out there just doing stuff for him. Jan Fran, we can't wait to see it. Question Everything returns tonight at 8:30 p.m. on ABC TV and on iView. It's always a pleasure. Congratulations again, and nice to chat. Thanks, mate.
Thanks so much, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, you can be earning with Uber. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
Yes, because how great. Earn in your spare time. And maybe you're saving up for an extra little a goal, maybe a holiday you want to go away. Maybe you're saving up to start a new business. Driving with the Uber app is a great way to do it.
Hey, coming up next, I looked after Fifi Box's daughter, Trixie, on the weekend. And God, she's a gorgeous kid. But she delivered a sweet burn to me. And I say sweet because it was done in the sweetest of voices.
Oh.
In fact, it was done so that I could hear it but not said to me.
Oh, my.
Yes, it was brutal. And I'm still reeling from it. And I will tell you all next.
Right.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to chat to the unbelievable Ned Brockman.
Mate, his run from one side of the country to the other in a record amount of time, 100 Ks a day. Bick.
Incredible. Someone else who I've got no segue, I was going to say someone else who's incredible.
No.
Prince George.
Prince George.
As I said, not a good segue. Prince
born
George.
Into wealth born into and has done little else. Anyway,
here
what
he
an
is
incredible
playing,
thing he's done.
Playing in a playground. And let me tell you the tales from his playground days.
Oh, my gosh. He, sounds incredible.
Yeah. So he got into a fight with another kid in the playground. When Prince. I say got into a fight, nine-year-old prince fights, you know, like not, I don't think rough and tumble, just, oh, you know.
Well, I picture a slapping with a little glove and saying, we will duel at midday.
He is brutal, this kid. You've seen him in the background at all these recent royal events and he's so sweet and just sits there and does what he's told. This is the blow he delivered to a kid who was having a little tussle with in the schoolyard. He turned to the kid and he said, you know what, my father will be king one day, so you better watch out. And if you can't say that when you're Prince George, who can say that?
Well,
you know?
I reckon every kid has said that at some point. This is the only one that's true.
True. But it just made me think about how brutally honest kids are. And I had really a full frontal example of that on the weekend when I was babysitting my friend Fifi, our friend Fifi's daughter, Trixie.
Yes. And Speaking of royalty,
we were taking her away for the night and we'd been packing up the car. Why are you looking at me
it's
weird?
It's just such a funny turn of phrase. We were taking her away for the night. Sounds like Fief didn't know. And you're like,
slipped in the dark.
Yeah, Tricks, come on. Let's go.
No. Like she was coming. We were going away for the night and she was coming with us.
So you're on holidays for the night.
Going away for holidays. Anyway, we were packing up the car and I'd been in and out of the house, I reckon, and I'm not exaggerating when I say maybe 30 times to get stuff to put in the boot of the car. Right? Forgetting stuff.
30 times?
Yeah, a lot of times.
What are you taking each time? Like one piece of fruit?
No, well, like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I need the water bottle. And I'll be like, oh, I don't need the pillow. And then, oh, I need the travel sickness tablets. And then, oh, I need the,
keep
you
going.
Know.
Keep going.
I'm
that's
a five.
Three.
Anyway, it was a lot, right? And we closed the car doors. Everyone said, good to go. And as we started reversing, Evie said, oh, Mum, I forgot my ruggies, which is the thing she comforters that she sleeps with.
What does that mean?
Like a little soft thing she's had since she was born.
That thing made me sniff.
Yeah, that was Addie's.
Yeah.
That was Addie's. But Evie's got her own that she's had longer.
Jesse, this was pre-you. Oh. You did not know the smell. I thought little kids are so cute. Like, how is this possibly going to smell
bad? She winds it up and sticks it down her throat. That's how she sleeps with it.
Yeah.
And I don't ever wash it. And then he had to sniff it.
And then my face gets shoved in. And Mike, it was like a smell from a forgotten time. Like, it was the mucus of the black plague. Yeah. It was so gross.
Anyway, she was like, Mum, I forgot my ruggy.
I went back. Sorry, I just went back.
And I said, you can live without it for a night. Get reversing, and away we went, right? I was not going back in again. 30 times. I'm not going 31.
31's too many.
30 is my limit.
But your first one was your water bottle.
Anyway, I didn't think anything of it. That's just how I rule, you know. When it gets to 30,
no,
it's too many.
You've already been inside 29
times. A bit like Andy Lee, you know, when he told us the other day when his nephew cries in the house, he tells him to go outside and hug a pole. I mean, from a similar,
Given that kid 30 hugs before you've made them hug a pole.
True. But anyway, I was in the hug a pole territory. But as we reversed out, I could hear Trixie saying loudly enough that I could hear, but saying to Evie, if that was my mum... And we were even halfway down the road and I said that she definitely would have gone back inside and got it for me. And then Evie was like, oh, and she was like, yeah, she does that sort of thing for me. And I was like, oh, my God. And I could hear it and then I was like, I can't say anything, right? And then I was like, but I can't let it go either.
So what did you say?
Put her on the side of the road and said, hug that tree over there.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.